question.
Okay.
How are you so confident in yourself? Because you have a very high level of confidence.
And you mean me personally?
Yes.
Okay, so did you. Right. So, all right. There's two answers here.
Okay.
So, as you all know, I make all my leaders, anybody I work with, any company I go in and fix errors in, whatever those errors are, I make them take a strength test that shows me your top five strengths. Mm-hmm. Well, it's called Gallup Strength Finder. Okay, Gallup Strength Finder, if you want to Google that, is the name of the test. For me, my number one talent is always self-assurance. Taking it three times, I bought all 32 of mine. Self-assurance. So half of your answer is, I'm just wired this way. My natural gift is to have confidence. Yeah, I'm cheating again, right? So that's my natural gift, is to have confidence. I've always had confidence. I was 5 years old with my own crew. Yeah, you know, just, you know. Yes, yes. Your first boyfriend was in my crew. Right? You get what I'm saying? We was just that guy. So I've always had confidence. So we're going to address, so what do you do if you're not born with that?
Because
according to Gallup's strength test, I'm very rare. It's like all the millions of tests they've done, something like 19,000 people have tested with self-assurance as number one. Self-assurance and confidence are not necessarily the same thing, but self-assurance, if operated incorrectly, it's not arrogance. It is knowing that you have what it takes to meet the obstacles ahead, and that when you make it, you'll confer with others to get information. But when you make a decision, you're completely confident that you have made the right decision. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
That is self-assurance. And I'm sure you would love to know, well, how do you do that too, boss man? Mm-hmm. Right, right. Stuff like that. So, all right. So let's address that before I get to the second side. Okay, so so for me, I'm just born with it. And some of you are. Some of you guys are born with confidence. And here's the truth, man. Now, here is the absolute truth. All of us are born with high levels of confidence. Now, watch. Who disagrees with that? Of course, got a hand up immediately. Nope, okay. Now you're gonna you said a lot of me, but if you, there you go. All right, there you go. Okay, so you're reading your micro expressions. You saw the shame on her face. Good, good. You got that one down, don't you? Okay. So here we go. You disagree with that, and so did everybody else listening to me just about. You all have high levels of confidence when you're doing that thing you were born to do.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, right? Mm-hmm. So the trick is, now I'm answering your question on the other side. If you're not born with self-assurance or confidence, then do this. Get where you were born with it. Get there. Okay. You're just fine. I'm going to answer your question, but she has a new question now. Find where you are a genius at, or find where you're your most confident. That will also be, in most cases, where you are a genius at. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And get there, and you'll never lack confidence. Go ahead.
So what if you're someone like how I started? Because the first time I took my Gallup's test.
Mm-hmm. Is it Gallup's?
I don't know.
It's Gallup's.
It's Gallup's.
Okay. Actually, back when Edward Bernays, right? Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And during his time, Gallup would, the Gallup family, yes.
Okay. I have to research that now.
It's actually in the film I showed you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so for someone like how I started, I had no clue. And I took the test, and I had one set of results. And as I grew, I had another set of results. So for someone like me who you know, shifted, like what advice would you give someone like me?
Okay, so since I know you and I administered both your tests, you never shifted. You finally gave yourself permission to be who you are. Now, I can't say this for everybody, but your number one talent is what?
Input.
And it, what's the talent that surprised you? Because I know what you're talking about. I want to lead you. I remember all five of yours. You better, when you go home tomorrow, you come in here remembering who you are.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. I remember who you are. Positivity.
Yeah, that was my number four.
That popped up on your talent this time.
Uh-huh.
Now, since you only got five and you never paid for the 32, or is it 34? 34. Almost positive. She might be right. It's 34. Yeah, I think it's 34. Yeah. I'm sure it's 34. If not, I stand corrected. But, anywho, it could have been 6, 7, 8 or whatever. The truth is, you were in a bad environment. And you weren't allowed to be happy or positive when you took that test. Okay, well, I mean, do you disagree with me?
No, I don't disagree.
Man, you weren't allowed to be positive or happy, not only did your environment not allow you to be positive or happy, then you didn't allow yourself to be positive or happy. So you never gave yourself permission to be you. And then your environment never gave you permission to be you. So you were... what's the opposite of reward? Punished. You were punished. You were rewarded to not be positive. How? Every time you were sad, you were rewarded with peace. Mm. The moment you tried to be yourself, you were met with violent, not fist violence, but, you know, verbal, emotional assault. Mm. And things like that. So you were literally rewarded for being unhappy. As long as you were unhappy, you were okay. Nobody would bother you. The moment you tried to be happy, you know, don't change too much. Mm-hmm. Well, these are facts. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is you know, it's your own testimony.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why you tested that way. Because a year later, you had made some total life changes that allows you to be who you are. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's a good teaching point because some of you are not confident because your environment won't let you be. And then you haven't given yourself permission to be. And the truth is, if you're in an oppressive environment, when you give yourself permission to be what you are, then environment will no longer matter. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you decide to be a winner, it doesn't matter what people think about you. And you'll stop giving yourself permission to be you.
Hmm.
You'll just be great on your own. You can only do that by being confident. But you can only be confident if you... one of the ways to be confident is if you find where your passion gifts are. Okay? I'm not telling you only do your passion or anything like that. I'm simply telling you all of us are insanely confident in a certain area. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Get to that area. You don't have confidence issues anymore. Confidence issues anymore. If you are whatever. You write poems. While you're writing poems,
mm-hmm.
you're insanely confident. The moment you got to speak them, you get afraid.
So writing is what you're passionate about.
Right. For you, you're incredibly great at math. Psh, dude, if I tell you ain't good at math, what you going to say? Okay, here you go. See? Straight confidence. Like, hold on. You say whatever, but you ain't gonna come over here and mess with math. I do this. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's confidence. Now, apply that everywhere. So here's how you apply that everywhere. If you can't find where you're gifted at, if you can't find where you're happy at, if you can't find these things, this is what you do. Very simple. Two words. Small victories. They're the most underestimated thing that I teach people when I'm coaching. Small victories are incredible. I have a good example I just made up in my head as I was talking to prove to you how small victories will give you confidence. Can you cook?
No.
Okay, can you cook?
little bit.
Okay. Okay, so we got two different great gradations here. We got no, and we got, I'm pretty good. Give me a percentage of how good you can cook.
You'll always want a second bowl.
Okay. Well, you'll always want a second bowl. Sounds pretty good to me. Okay. So, that's fine. We'll keep it there. You always want a second bowl, which is confidence. You don't know. I'm about to show you. You always want a second bowl, confidence, and?
I can follow directions.
I can follow directions, but I don't. Okay. You get it? Which is zero confidence. Zero confidence? You get it? Now, here's what happened. Were you born knowing how to cook?
No.
What did you do?
Watch.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're great. You watched, but then when you cooked your first meal and someone complimented you, what happened?
It made me happy and gave me the confidence to cook another meal.
I can guarantee you when you cooked your first meal, someone said something negative. But you get it. Or you said something negative to yourself. The point is, since you kept moving, you had positive affirmation or positive reinforcement is what it's called. Since you stopped moving, you had negative reinforcement. Whether it be internal in your own mind or, you know, external for somebody else. Maybe you could have just watched a TV show one day and someone was talking about, you know, some man was talking about the woman cooking or vice versa. And you was like, you know, I'm going to never let that happen to me again. That was negative reinforcement for you. That's why you can't cook well. You have the brains. Everybody has the brains and the talent to cook well. That doesn't mean you're going to be like Chef Boyardee. It's probably not a good chef name to say. But you understand. Since that's like a fictitious character. So, but you get what I'm saying. Doesn't mean you're going to be like the chef that speaks, you know, five languages and the food fits in the size of my hand. But I'm saying $1,000, you know. That, with the green stuff around it. Mm-hmm. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Okay, all right, great. Doesn't mean you're going to be that. Because you would have to have a talent to get to that level and put skill on top of that talent. But what I'm saying is, you have no confidence in cooking, negative reinforcement. You have confidence in cooking because you had a small victory. And then you did it again. And you got another small victory. Watch, I prove it. Give me one of the compliments that happened to you and who it came from.
It came from my mom and my dad. My mom had eye surgery and it's the very first full meal that I ever cooked. It was fried shrimp, spinach, and it was supposed to be potatoes and cheese, but I took the peel off so my potatoes ended up being mashed potatoes.
So you didn't know what you was doing there, but it still tastes good.
I was upset about my potatoes and my dad was like, just making mashed potatoes. I was like, oh, okay.
There you go.
So that was like, that's the first meal like I remember cooking like complete by myself. I peeled the shrimp. I cleaned the shrimp. I battered the shrimp. I fried the shrimp.
And you got positive reinforcement by both your parents. And today you're saying, you'll always want a second bowl.
Because my brother, every time I cook, he always eats a second bowl.
Which is positive reinforcement in itself. If you cook and everybody's quiet, you did a good job. If they're eating, I mean.
Yeah.
Not if they're dead or something. You know, you didn't do a good job unless your plan was to poison people, right? Unless that was the plan. But do you understand the problem with small victories? Mm-hmm. That gave you confidence in the area you had no confidence. Hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I mean, in the area, since there's no confidence, there's only one thing that can actually happen. Fear goes in. Where there is no confidence, fear automatically goes into the area because our brains are trying to stay alive. And since we're not, it's called a spotlight effect. Since we're not confident in that area, our brain will magnify the risk of doing it. And so what will happen is don't cook. They're going to talk about you. And we'll magnify the risk all the way up. That's how you are about singing. Look at that. See? Now, I didn't say that. She whispered it to herself and I repeated it. Get it? Got it. So, to answer your question, I'm born with it. But I still do a lot of small victories. And now I take a lot of big risks, which wind up being huge victories. that increase my confidence. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because I'm confident now doesn't mean I'm confident in parachuting. Although I can, because of stuff, right? I have to watch my what I say, because top secret security clearance. But, right, I can. However, that doesn't mean I have high confidence in there because I don't do it enough. But do it enough, confidence comes in. Got it? Mm-hmm. So, recap. I'm born with it, but I can still put skill on top of that talent. If you don't have that talent, find where you do have that confidence in, and you'll also find that thing you were meant to do. If you can't find that, small victories. And small victories compound themselves into big confidence. Cool? Mm-hmm. Cool? Mm-hmm. Sweet. That's it.
Thanks.
No problem. That was pretty good.